this war going on right now. Got too much wars going on. We got the Israel and Palestine war. You still got the Ukraine and Russia war. Then you got the war against Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. That is the saddest war I've ever seen in my life. I think Will Smith is the only person happy with the Middle Eastern war. Every time somebody's getting bombed, he's like, thank God this bitch can stop talking about me for 2 seconds, man. Shit. It's getting hot over here. I can't be the only one tired of that shit, man. Every time I turn around, Jada Pinkett Smith is clowning Will Smith on some shit. It's everywhere. It's on TikTok, Facebook, Twitter. I saw that shit on National Geographic. It was even in a Bollywood film. I was like, oh, damn. I'm just gonna stop talking about it. The latest thing she came out with, she said that she don't even know why Will Smith slapped Chris Rock because they wasn't even married during that time. And I was like, the audacity of this woman, you know. This man sacrificed his public image and his reputation for you? Are you just gonna throw him under the bus like that? Like, imagine if at the end of Titanic, Rose was like, hey, we was just friends. I don't know what the fuck it was. I would have scooted over if he asked me. He just, ain't nobody asked him to drown for me. Then Jada Pinkett said that slap actually brought their marriage together. Yeah, that's a crazy woman right there. She saw Will Smith slap Chris Rock and her pussy started throbbing. She was like, oh shit. Sexy as fuck, man. Save their marriage, man. 50% of marriages end in divorce. People spend all this money on couple therapy, and all you have to do to save your relationship is slap Marty the zebra.